We've got another live session for you today. Joining me in the JPR studios, the duo Lily and Madeline. Guys, welcome to Jefferson Public Radio.
Hi, thanks for having us.
It's our pleasure. You got a brand new album out. It's called Lily and Madeline.
Yes.
Shock, shock. Good name. Out on Asthmatic Kitty Records. We'll talk about the label in a few minutes. The website, lilandmad.com.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Where did you guys grow up?
We're from Indianapolis, Indiana.
And what was childhood like in Indianapolis, Indiana?
It was nice. It was easy. I mean, technically, it's still childhood because I'm 17 and Madeline's 19, but yeah. It was great. I loved it.
And so from my left to right, not that it really makes that much difference on the radio, Madeline, keyboard, vocals.
Yep.
Lily, guitar, vocals,
yep.
Although you also play keyboard from time to time. And who is with you in the studio today?
Shannon Hayden. She is a wonderful cello and mandolin player.
Welcome. I was reading online that you guys went to Catholic school growing up.
Yes.
Was music part of that educational process for you?
Yeah, totally. In grade school, I went to Catholic school, and then I also went to a Catholic high school. But Lily went to a public high school, and music was a huge part of that. We would go to all-school mass every week, and when our class got to like lead the mass and do the readings and stuff like that, we could be song leaders, and I always wanted to be a song leader. So I haven't really thought about my Catholic school upbringing and how it influenced my music, but I would say that that definitely
I would kind of disagree because Catholic schools, it was very sports oriented. So like there was one music class that we would have once a week and we just watch YouTube videos in the music class. Like we never really learned anything about music, but like, you know, we did sing in mass and there were like theater productions here and there. So I guess kind of, but
I feel like because it was very sports oriented and because there were like less opportunities to shine in music, we could kind of use those opportunities, those limited opportunities to shine.
Yeah, definitely.
Like being a song leader or being in like the seventh grade musical that we would do. So I think it was a little influential.
It's taken about 2 minutes to hammer home the fact that you guys are sisters. You realize that? You kind of have a tendency to answer questions together.
Yeah, we can't help it.
So how old were you when you each started singing?
Well, our mom sang around the house all the time, so we've just been singing around the house forever. But professionally, I would say I was 15 and Madeline was 17, so it was about 2 years ago that we started like doing it, you know, for real.
But one of Shannon's friends who came to our show in San Francisco last night asked me after the show, so just like you randomly discovered that you and Lily could sing together, like, one day? And no, I mean, that's not how it really happened. We had been singing together for a long time, and especially with our mom, just as something around the house. Just, you know, like if you have a brother and you want to like go play badminton in the backyard, you'd ask your little brother to come play with you. You know, if I wanted to do a song, I'd just ask my little sister to come play with me. It was just something that we always did. So it seemed really natural to kind of start doing it professionally.
Lily and Madeline are my guests live in the JPR studios. They've got a new album out, also called Lily and Madeline. What do you want to play first?
We'd like to start our set with a single off of the album called Devil We Know.
April,
That is Devil We Know. It's Lillian Madeline live here on Jefferson Public Radio, also streaming online at ijpr.org. Their newest album is also called Lillian Madeline, out on Asthmatic Kitty Records. lilandmad.com is the website. You know, I don't know if I can actually phrase this as a question, but it was something that definitely occurred to me as I was watching so many of your online videos and performances. There are a lot of really talented young girls and boys that are good singers, and adults can watch or hear them live and think, yeah, they're really good. Mm-hmm. But there's a point at which you cross over from being a really good young singer to just being a really good singer that connects with people at any age level. Was there a point for each of you where maybe you were self-aware of the point where you crossed from being, you know, quote unquote, a talented kid to being someone with the ability and talent and emotional perspective to do this professionally?
That's a good question. I can't say that I had that realization moment, Lily.
Well, you know, sometimes like friends put out cover videos and it's just like something that they share among, you know, their peers. But we never really had, or I never really had, much of an audience from my peers. Like, I have a couple friends, you know, who come to our shows, but mostly I would say the audience is like younger girls, like under the age of 10, and like older people, like over the age of 50, which is weird because, you know, we're teenage girls, but we don't really appeal to teenagers as much.
And it seems like the music that we had made before, like, going professional, I guess you could say, we didn't really share it that much, so I don't know, there wasn't really a difference between the audiences that we were playing for because we didn't have an audience until recently.
Mm. And you mentioned earlier that you went to different high schools.
Yeah.
So did you guys never really do the high school talent competition kind of thing where you'd bring your sister in and all of a sudden wow the entire school?
No.
No, we never did that. Madeline, did you ever do a talent show?
I did a talent show in middle school. I want to say like 7th or 8th grade, but I danced. I didn't sing.
Really?
Yeah. So that's kind of weird. And I was in a bunch of musicals in high school. I did like all of the musicals, and I was a lead. I was a lead role a few times, if I do say so myself.
So this really kind of developed with the two of you like sitting in your bedroom singing with one another, and that's about it? So how did that evolve from that to recording yourself, putting some videos up online? Because these things have absolutely exploded.
Yeah, and that's what's weird about it. Because what started out as just something that we did for fun, and it's still, I mean, it's still fun, but it suddenly became, well, first it was an experiment, I think. First it was fun in our bedroom, and then it became an experiment with Paul Mahern, who is our producer and manager today, and he's from Bloomington, Indiana. And when we met him, he challenged us to start writing our own music, and so it became an experiment that we thought, oh, I mean, if he likes our stuff and he's willing to maybe record it, you know, why not? This could be really cool because we do like to sing, so why not share it with people? But then when it kind of exploded online, it became more than just an experiment. I think it kind of validated it.
Yeah, and, you know, taking off school to tour and all that stuff definitely validates it.
Yeah. I mean, even now, just watching you say the words when we started performing professionally doesn't seem as if it really feels real yet.
No, it kind of doesn't. I think it's just because our age, to be honest.
Yeah, Mom still comes on the tours because I'm, you know, I'm not 18 yet, so.
And our friends are still in school. My peers and my boyfriend and my best friend, they're all in college studying to be, I don't know, doctors or engineers or whatever. And I feel like kind of strange that I'm all the way here in Oregon.
Right. So does it feel like a really weird summer vacation where you just happen to be standing in front of crowds every night?
Yeah, kind of. But it's really cool. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the sister harmonies a little bit, because here in the studio, obviously I can tell the two of you apart. When you're actually singing, even when you're singing harmony parts and not in unison, it's almost impossible to tell you guys apart. And as you're speaking, you've got a different sound. And when you sing individually, you have a little bit different timbre to your voices. I'm imagining bands like First Aid Kit, the Secret Sisters, are people that you have tried to emulate at least to a degree, or at least look up to as what they're doing.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Does your musical awareness and knowledge go back to people like the Andrews Sisters with that old-timey harmony vocalization, or is it all relatively contemporary folks?
I would say it's mostly contemporary. We do like Simon and Garfunkel and the Mamas and the Papas, harmonies like that. But, you know, other than seeing First Aid Kit and thinking, oh, you know, they're sisters, we're sisters, they sing and we sing, we didn't really try to sound like anybody else. This is just like what we do.
And I love harmony so much. We both love harmony just as a musical technique. So I feel like it's not like sibling harmony. That's not what we were going for. Just harmony in general is so cool, and I think that's what makes music really interesting. So we were really trying to go for anything.
I want to hear another tune, but before I have you play, I want to hear about how you made the connection to Asthmatic Kitty. This is the record label that's owned and run by Sufjan Stevens, who's an incredible musician whose music is very hard to put in any particular box. Right?
Yeah.
And the same could be said for your music. I mean, it's folky, it's poppy in a way, it's timeless in a way, it's sort of hard to pigeonhole. So is he from the same geographic area that you guys grew up in?
I'm not sure where he's from, but Asthmatic Kitty is based in New York, in Indianapolis, and in like Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
So when we got local buzz, we did like a couple shows, you know, just around our city, and the Indianapolis office heard about us and signed us, which was crazy because, you know, we've loved Sufjan forever.
And that was, what, 2 or more years ago?
I think it was just like a year ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say it was like March. 2 Marches ago.
2 Marches ago.
Two Marches ago.
Lily and Madeline are my guests live in the JPR studios. Their new album is also called Lily and Madeline. What do you want to play next?
I think we would like to play Lost Upon the Sea. Lost upon this sea, this is not a dream. Where were you when the wave swallowed me? Where were we? I kept all your secrets. I keep too much, and our little boat sunk, and you just watched it sink. And my arms grew tired of the strain, and my legs grew tired of the pain.
could not save me. And my mind grew tired of the strain. And my heart grew tired of the pain. Lost upon this sea, this is not a dream. Where were you when the waves swallowed me? Where were we?
It's Lillian Madeline live here on Jefferson Public Radio and online at ijpr.org. The new album is also called Lily and Madeline. Well, Madeline, you are off to college these days, and Lily, high school still, or what are the plans at the moment?
Well, we both took last semester off, and I'm doing some online classes. I still have a year of high school left, but we're going to take this next whole year off. So, I don't know, I think I'll probably do more online classes or like graduate online or something.
Yeah, Lily just needs to finish high school, and then I'm just taking a break from university, and then we'll both return to school. Hopefully we'll both go off to college at the same time in about a year, whenever that is.
Was that a tough decision for each of you to make?
Once we took the first semester off this last semester, it just seems
it
like
gets
it
easier.
Just, well, I mean, it's hard living at home, you know, when all your friends are at school, but like we've just done so much within the past 6 months that it just doesn't make sense to go back to school.
It doesn't make sense, and especially because we're about to release another album, we just can't, we have to go promote it, you know, we have to go travel a little bit more.
Yeah, just a few weeks back, Sarah DeRose was here, who just graduated college, and as she was going through conservatory, she was basically scheduling touring during Christmas break, spring break, a little short thing around Boston, and then summertime. I mean, is that something that has potentially appealed to you guys, or are you looking to just jump in with both feet?
We tried that.
Yeah, we tried that.
The fall semester of last year, I was at Indiana University, and Lily was at high school in Indianapolis, and we literally traveled every weekend for a show. I did not make any friends at school. I hardly like enjoyed any of my college classes. It was basically like I wasn't there. So it's just a little too hard to balance both, and so I think it's a good idea what we're doing right now.
And when you went to college, how far away from home was it?
Oh, it was like 45 minutes to an hour away, so it wasn't that far.
So you still had the ability to get together and make music and rehearse and write new songs together?
Yeah, but that would take
around
up, you know,
homework time and studying and chores and, you know, things like that.
You have another album done?
Yeah. It,
really?
Like, just finished being mastered, and we're hoping to release it in the fall.
It's like you guys are living on a different calendar than the rest of us, right? You're like a year ahead of everybody else because we're just experiencing this in the last.
Yeah, I don't know. When you said like their new album,
right,
Lily and Madeline, like it's not really that new.
Yeah, not new to us.
But yeah, I guess we're moving faster than most artists do, so it's okay.
Is it hard, as you guys are just starting out and doing a bunch of publicity for, quote-unquote, the new record, right? Not really the newest record, but the new record. Are you getting to a point where there's some fatigue setting in of playing the same songs over and over that you have already moved on from because you've already got another 10 songs that you recorded and worked on for a new album, but yet you're now going back and playing some of the older material as you're doing these stops?
Yeah, well, that's why next we're going to play one from the new album.
Yeah, we're hoping to get some more new songs.
Looking forward, right?
There.
Yeah.
Before I have you play one more tune, I want to ask you about how you ended up making an appearance on the soundtrack to Ghost Brothers of Darkland County.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of an interesting thing. This is a musical project that Stephen King wrote, and John Mellencamp, who was popular before you two were even born, did the music for, and you ended up performing on the record.
Our manager, Paul, who is based in Bloomington, Indiana, is good friends with John Mellencamp because he has worked with him for many years on producing records. And so even before I think we had written our own material or released it or anything, we had just met Paul, and John was working on the song Truth for the album, the soundtrack to Ghost Brothers, and Paul was like, maybe these girls can sing on the track. And so John liked us, and he brought us in one day after school, and our dad, I think, was probably more excited than we were to meet him, because unfortunately he was a little before our time, and so we weren't super familiar with him, but we knew that he was very legendary, and it was an honor to get to work with him, and it was you know, painless and fun. Yeah.
So all honesty, Little Pink Houses, Jack and Diane, did you know those songs at all?
No.
It's Lily and Madeline live on Jefferson Public Radio. Their new album also is Lily and Madeline, out on Asthmatic Kitty Records. What do you guys want to finish with today?
We would like to finish with a new song off of the album that we just completed, but we've not released yet. And this song is called Hold On To Now.
Everything's changing soon. I don't know how I'm moving away from you. Everyone says, give it time. Everything's changing soon. I don't know how I'm moving away from you. Looking down. Come on, let's get out of our heads. Hold on to now, 'cause everything's changing soon. Ooh.
That is Lily and Madeline live here on Open Air on JPR's Rhythm and News Service, also online at ijpr.org. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed it.